This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter, and it is Wednesday, which means our dear friend Donnie Meacham joins us. Hey, Donnie, are you there?
Hello. It is Wednesday. Oh, I'm so excited. There's so much going on here in LA, Rob. My goodness.
Been a busy week. Yes, we'll get to that at the top of the show. What time is it, my friends? It is tea time. So law enforcement has raided Diddy's home in LA and also in Miami. So Homeland Security Investigations, That's serious. They conducted a raid as part of an ongoing investigation with assistance from local enforcement partners. Now, the nature of the investigation is undisclosed, so we don't know, but sources suggest that this is linked to the alleged sex trafficking levelled against Diddy in recent months of various accusations. We spotted some video, Donnie, taken by Fox 11, a local channel by you, and it seemed to show individuals in handcuffs. Some are saying that those two people are Diddy's sons, Justin and Sean Combs. A representative for Homeland Security has confirmed that law enforcement's actions did take place. They're not giving us many, many more details, but insiders are saying this absolutely is looking for evidence on sex trafficking, drugging, or holding women against their will. Wow.
Because Homeland Security doesn't raid your home for fun. They don't raid your home off of, you know, a tip because somebody called the tip line and said this. There has to be hardcore evidence, some sort of thing. But you work in PR. You used to work in PR, Rob. Would Diddy know about this beforehand?
It's interesting, because I don't think they do have to give you the heads up. Now, we know when the FBI raided Mar-a-Lago, they did give Donald Trump's lawyers the heads up, so they might have given them Diddy. I don't think they did here, because multiple properties were being raided at the same time. And so if you give them the heads up, they can call all the other properties and get rid of any evidence. Yeah. The reason the FBI raid, go in, investigate, is they're frightened that there's evidence in these properties that you might get rid of. So that's why they don't give you the heads up. Now, he was not at home at the time. He was spotted at the Miami airport. TMZ followed his private jet, which it looks as if it went to an island in the Caribbean, but it doesn't look like Diddy was on the jet. So at the moment, we don't actually know where he is. He was spotted yesterday in Miami at a private airport. The plane did leave, but apparently he was not on it. I'm not sure if he was allowed on it because he was spotted after the raid. So maybe there was an injunction. Maybe he couldn't get on that plane. serious accusations. And it's all started, all this started, was when Cassie accused him. Do you remember when she accused him of sex trafficking and called his conduct depraved? That lawsuit, that civil lawsuit that she filed, Donna, it was settled within 24 hours. So Diddy must have paid Cassie off. Well, now other people have come forward with accusations they must have raised to the level where the FBI felt as if they had to investigate this. I think the point you're making, Donnie, that's really important. This isn't just a random tip. They don't raid your home, despite what President Trump might want us all to think. You really have to get a raised bar in order for this legally to happen. You can't just show up. There's got to be really, really solid evidence here that a crime may have been committed. Now, we know that the Southern District of New York, they're the people who are investigating all this. They're the people that Cassie originally filed a complaint with. We know that they're a really amazing law enforcement organization. And if there's evidence to be found, they will find it. I'm sure today Diddy is sweating, Donno.
Yeah, no, look, we will preface this again. It's innocent until proven guilty.
Yes.
But here's the, I am just still shocked that people in power, I mean, this is not, you know, a random Joe Schmo who just happens to live in LA and Miami. It's somebody who's a household name. How did these people, if these actions are true, think they could ever get away with this? It baffles my mind. We live in a different world now. Everything is photographed. Everything is video evidenced. Everything is trackable. Like, it's just, I'm at a loss for words because I don't want to believe that he did these things. And I know, because you've always said nice things about him.
Yeah, I worked with him for many, many years. And yeah, it's very complicated feelings I'm having about this. I do think, though, a sense of entitlement often runs deep with these celebrities, and they think that the rules don't apply to them, that things that you and I would go to jail for, they think they should be let off. And so we have to have one law that applies to everybody, and particularly laws about sex trafficking, sexual assault. This is really serious stuff. Now, we can argue that a lot of these allegations might have happened years ago, when the climate was different. Maybe true, but it's still wrong. Yes. We could say that Harvey Weinstein did things years ago when the climate was different. He did. Still wrong. Matt Lauer, the same. I don't buy into this argument that we've changed as a society and now we are going after people who did things in the past. If you did something terrible in the past, there should be no time limit to a victim, to somebody coming forward with their accusations. Diddy must be sweating this, which brings us to our poll question of the day. The feds were looking for evidence at Diddy's homes, looking for evidence of drugging, holding women against their wills, and sex trafficking. Our question is, do you think they'll find anything? Do you think there is evidence in those homes? Go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Hey, Donnie Love, what are you working on?
Well, America's sweetheart might be receiving a little bit of backlash now. So Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce, they sparked some controversy after a private gym session leaves members waiting for hours. Ooh. So they shut down a very private gym, and it's the West Hollywood location of the popular gym Dog Pound after their sushi date. And people are upset because other gym members were left waiting outside for as long as 2 hours. Oof. Until Taylor and Travis were left leaving their training session. Now, look, I get it. You're Taylor and Travis Kelce. You don't want to be working out next to a million people because everyone's going to be staring at you. But if I'm paying a gym membership here, you best believe I have the same rights as you do, who is also paying a gym membership. So I will give them this. And Taylor and Travis, I will say this. You, as of right now, you're America's sweethearts. People don't have anything bad to say about you. If you keep this kind of behavior up, this is when the pendulum will swing.
Good advice, Donny. I don't like this at all. Dog Pound's a really exclusive gym. People that go to this gym, they're fine working out next to Madonna, next to Cameron Diaz. I'm sure they're okay with Taylor Swift too. This is not my gym on the corner of 23rd Street, Donny. This is not where you and I go to work out. It's a really fancy gym. It's really, really fancy. And even if it was a regular gym, I paid my membership. I pay to be able to go to the gym. And if I turned up at the gym, goodness knows it takes me long enough to get there because I never want to go. But if I did muster up the energy to go to the gym, the willpower, and it was closed because Taylor Swift was in there, I would be furious. I'd want my money back. In fact, if I was a member of this gym, I'd quit. I'd leave. I'd go somewhere else, go to Crunch. Yep. I'm not doing this. I'm not paying all this money. It doesn't make the gym any more desirable. I don't want to tell my friends that I work out at the same gym as Taylor Swift. No, I want to tell my friends I'm a week away from having a six-pack ab, and the only reason I'm going to be able to say that is if I do it. And if I turn up and you're not there, it's not fair. I think sometimes too they can get a little bit crazy with their privacy. Why in heaven's name could I not see Travis rolling around on a ball? Why could I not see Taylor running on a treadmill? I'm not going to call TMZ. The world's not going to explode. So what if there's a photograph of her lifting a dumbbell? It's not cocaine. It's not illegal. I don't get it, Donnie. Why do they need privacy at a gym so they look a little sweaty?
Yeah, so here's the thing. It's like, I get it. People love celebrities, but there are often times that the celebrity in their head, they think that we care more than we do. Especially in LA and New York. We see celebrities all the time. It's literally people just walking down the street. You're like, oh, there's Oprah just walking down the street in Times Square. It's not that big of a deal for us. So here, I'm a little shocked they did this, but it just goes to what you said. It's a little bit of a like superiority complex where they think people care more than we do.
Yeah, yeah. And Taylor, if you're listening, hello, 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 you've got to put a stop to this. Oh. They work for you. So when I was working with Jessica Simpson, she had an over-aggressive bodyguard and he used to throw people out of restaurants. Or if we were in a restaurant and Jessica needed to go to the bathroom, he'd go in and clear the bathroom. And Jessica was like, you can't do that. We don't own this restaurant. People are allowed to go and pee. It's not just me that's allowed in the bathroom. And so she told him, calm it down. So here I'm going to give Taylor the benefit of the doubt and say it's not Taylor's fault. It's her security people that shut this down. Although if I was working out in a gym and I looked around and there was nobody there but me and Travis, I'd be like, did you close this gym down for us too? And if you did, please open it. I don't want to do that. People can get really crazy about this. Let's pretend here. Let's hope it's her people that are doing this, because you're right, Donnie, if they keep this up, things are not going to end well. Okay, we have some nice news finally. The palace has confirmed that King Charles will attend the Easter services this weekend. He is going to the chapel, St. George's Chapel. It's at Windsor Castle, and he will be there with the family, accompanied by Queen Camilla and other members of the family. However, Kate and William will not be joining the family for this. Kate is recovering. I'm told she's quite sick. And so Kate is doing chemotherapy at the moment. She's at her country estate with her three children, her husband. And so I think it's a good idea for that family to have a little bit of downtime. But it is really encouraging that the king, who's battling with cancer too, he will be there. He will be there on Easter Sunday, Easter service. I think this is a good look. What do you think?
Yeah, it's definitely a good look. I think it's also a good look that Kate and William not be there, because it would overshadow, I think, what it's meant to be. It's meant to be Easter service for those, you know, who partake in the religion and stuff, and you know, getting out there and doing all this stuff. But also it's a moment for the kids, because I know, I'm sure they will have some Easter egg hunting, whatever there's going to be for kids out there. But no, it's a good look, because
it's a good
the king
look.
I mean, also, if he misses out, there's going to be all the newspapers tomorrow. What's wrong with the king? What's going on? Is he dying?
Yes. Yeah, I was told that there was some talk about Kate and William attending, but they just decided, no, not yet. And we are sending you our best. Okay, quickly before we get a break, Donnie, what's Kim Kardashian doing? This surprised me. This totally surprised me.
Well, Kim Kardashian, she might be reading, you know, Naughty Gossip. She might be reading the blogs and seeing that Bianca Cenzori, which is Kanye West's wife, getting a lot of attention. Because, you know, she goes out wearing Well, she goes out wearing nothing. Basically, see-through clothing. You see all her naughty bits. Well, Kim Kardashian, she appears to have drawn fashion from Miss Bianca. Mm. She shared a snapshot showcasing her figure draped in an oversized brown fur coat paired with black tights and pointed high heels. You know, this is interesting because here lately, I would say in the past, what, 5, maybe even 10 years, Kim has kind of gotten away from the sex symbol. Yes, if you've seen the Skims commercials, they're sexy, but that's what Skims is. So it's like, it's part of the shtick. But she's gotten away from dressing provocative and sharing it. So it's very interesting that now that Kanye's wife's getting a lot of attention for doing this, she's like, but wait, I'm the original. This is me.
I think you're right here, Donnie, that this is not a coincidence. I'm surprised because Kim really got away from this look. The look, you'll be able to see it online. It's really similar. It absolutely looks like something Kanye's new wife would be wearing. Do you think Kim got a little jealous? Is Kim upset about all this attention? For a long time, Kim was the body. Everybody talked about Kim's body, about her pictures. And now we're not really talking about Kim. So boom, what does she do? Takes her clothes off, Donnie. I don't think it's a good look, Kim. I think that you're past this, I think, now with the kids. And she's trying to become a lawyer and all the stuff she did on Criminal Justice. I think, Kim, you turned a corner. And I'm not saying your past was bad. We loved you for all that, Kim. But it feels like you're trying to reach back to an old bag of tricks to get the attention that served you well all those years ago. And it never works. It never works going back. Kim, if you're listening, you look great. Wear what you want. Don't think you have to compete with anyone. You are Kim Kardashian. Okay, we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Ron Shooter, with our dear friend Donnie Meacham. Hey, Donnie, let's get to the polls. Yesterday, we told you about Rebel Wilson has finally named the name of the, quote, a-hole, the massive a-hole that she worked with. She claims that it is Sasha Baron Cohen. Our question is, do you believe her? Do you believe that Sasha is a, quote, massive a-hole? Let's have a look. 77% said yes, you do believe it. Oh, Johnny. Now, I've never heard any drama about him before. This is the first time I'm hearing his name brought up in this light. Have you ever heard any whispers before, Donny?
No, it's surprising because, you know, his wife, Isla Fisher, is also known to be a very nice individual. It's just interesting. I would go back to argue this was during the Borat fame when he was huge. He was huge. An A-lister. He was everywhere. So I think his, you know, his Borat character might have gotten misaligned with who Sacha Baron Cohen is. And so I would be interested to see if he's an a-hole now, or if that's just who he was then because he was at the height of his fame feeling, you know,
I powerful. See. Got carried away with his own legacy for a while. It made me sad. I hate to hear people that you like are not that nice. But Rebel's book is coming out next week. I can't wait to read it. Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nights Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip Amber. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now it's time for our nicest of the day.
No, the nicest of the day is Kelly Clarkson, and she has no regrets about her difficult divorce from Brandon Blackstock. So they've been, you know, broke up nearly 4 years now, and it's been a bitter legal battle after bitter legal battle. Mm-hmm. You know, Kelly has sued him multiple times because she says he got a lot of money off of her and he shouldn't have because he acted as her agent and as her manager and he shouldn't have been able to do that. But now she's coming out, you know, she's happy. She's transitioned well. She's now living in New York because they moved the Kelly Clarkson show from LA to New York. She wanted a fresh start. She's doing it. She's the queen of NBC right now. Anything NBC does, if they do an NBC opening of the envelope, Kelly's hosting it. So she's good. She's happy.
She's good. She's good, and I'm glad she's talking about this. No regrets. It was difficult. Often we regret difficult things, but no, difficult things can lead to really amazing things too. Kelly Clarkson, you are our nicest of the day, and now our naughtiest of the day, naughty, naughty, naughty. Prince Harry has been named in a $30 million sex trafficking lawsuit brought against Diddy. So court documents filed by music producer Rodney Jones in a $30 million lawsuit against Diddy include allegations that guests were lured to alleged sex trafficking parties hosted by Puffy, and one of the names associated with this is Prince Harry. This feels to me like a little bit of a desperate attempt to get more publicity, to get more attention here. I think for the time being, until we have any more evidence, we should probably keep Harry's name out of it. Okay, let's end with a moment of Rob. You get a Rob, you get a Rob,
you get a Rob.
The decisions you make create an upward spiral or a downward spiral. When you make a decision, think, what is this going to do? Is this going to help me or is this going to hurt me? An upward spiral or a downward spiral? If I go out drinking tonight with my friends, I'm going to have a great night. But tomorrow, I'm going to have a downward spiral. I'm going to have a hangover. I'm going to be anxious. I'm not going to have a good day. Now, if tonight I decide to have one drink with my friends, come home, drink a ton of water, go to bed, tomorrow I'm going to have an upward spiral. I'll get lots of things done. I'll do all the work I wanted to do. Maybe I'll go to the gym. I'll cook dinner. So think about the consequences of your action. And remember, making hard decisions in the moment, right now, make your life easier in the long run. Hard decisions now, easier tomorrow. Hey, that is it for today. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rob and Donny Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. And remember, all together now, if you're going to be naughty, you got to be
nice.
Take care, everybody. Take care.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.